Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, October 18th. Municipal staff in Kincardine have been directed to prepare a response to the province's Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing about how best to approach the need for affordable housing. Some changes that could be considered include eliminating minimum floor space requirements, which could open up options for tiny homes. CAO Jeline Belchamber-Glazier suggests council could consider the option of selling land.
To sell surplus properties to the market and just let the market dictate the value and sell those properties. Council may then also decide to put that money into a specific reserve or reserve fund.
Staff also suggest making land development ready by completing environmental assessments, traffic studies, and archaeological studies, among others. The provincial government has set a target to build at least 1.5 million new homes by 2031. For many Ontario municipalities, if they achieve their housing creation targets, they'll gain access to the newly created Building Faster Fund. Bruce Gray and Sound MPP Rick Byers.
There's current discussions between municipalities and AMO to define how the program will be allocated. At least 10% will go of this overall funding will go to smaller and rural municipalities. And I'll certainly be advocating for as big a share of that program as we can.
Bell service has been restored in Port Elgin after another outage that started midday yesterday and was restored late this morning. Bell Support says on social media the outage was caused by a fiber cut by third parties in separate incidents in a short time span, impacting the network. They say they realize it's frustrating for customers and they're working with those parties who are digging near Bell infrastructure to avoid such problems. Today, Town Communications Specialist Brent Lanthier says the town has been in contact with senior Bell officials about this most recent outage, and they continue to advocate for solutions to prevent these kinds of service disruptions. Gray County will reduce the speed limit along Gray Road 119 in Banks, a small settlement area in the town of the Blue Mountains. A number of residents made a delegation to County Council earlier this year calling for a reduction of the speed limit, citing safety concerns. It was initially proposed to be reduced to 60, but Blue Mountains Mayor Andrea Matrosov's put forward an amendment to make it 50.
The fact that there's a decrease is a signal. It punctuates that families live there, that there's something of significance, that you have to do your driver behavior a little differently because something is coming up ahead.
New speed limit signs will be installed in Banks, likely early in the new year. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 242 points to 19,450. The Dow Jones is down 332 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.92 U.S. cents, down 35 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $88.15, up $1.49 a barrel. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack have named Darren Rumble interim head coach. The move comes 2 days after the dismissal of former coach Greg Walters. Rumble joined the Attack as an assistant coach prior to the season. He has a long resume that includes previous head coaching jobs in the American Hockey League and Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. Next game for Owen Sound is on Friday when they visit the Kitchener Rangers. Two games in the NHL tonight, including in Ottawa, where the Senators host the Washington Capitals. The Toronto Maple Leafs play their next game tomorrow on the road against the Florida Panthers. In Major League Baseball, Game 3 of the American League Championship Series goes tonight between the Texas Rangers and Houston Astros. That's an 8:07 first pitch. The Rangers lead the series 2-0. In local sports, nominations are still being accepted for the 2024 Owen Sound Sports Hall of Fame induction night. Forms can be picked up at City Hall. And the Port Elgin Curling Club is hosting an open house tonight and tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8:30 and Saturday from 10 until 2. There's also lots of high school sports around the region today. You can find the full schedule on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy tonight, the wind gusting up to 40 kilometers an hour, the temperature dipping to around 9 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow with rain in the afternoon, breezy and a high around 15 degrees. Cloudy with a good chance of showers on Friday and a high of 13. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.